Blog Talk Radio.
You're live and on the air. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and put mine out there. This is Walter. How you doing, Adam? How you doing,
Walter? Patty? I know this is all about love, Patty. Oh, that's not open and resistant to change and transformation and taking the steps that you need to take.
I don't want to do that. You just said I'm resistant. That's exactly what's going on.
That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing romance. I'm seeing new beginning, and I'm seeing a job really soon. So I'll turn it over to Adam.
Hi, Adam.
Tanisha, do you have a 15 or 16-year-old?
Yes, I do. I have 15-year-old.
Am I seeing that correctly?
You are, actually. I actually had a realtor come to the house this week. I've been in limbo with a work situation forever.
I'm getting that the move is definitely going to give you exactly what you want, a fresh start. And I'm not only just a fresh start, but it looks like that move would be a good place for you to create this business. This is the situation of what it is. Remain objective and remain in your higher state, coming from your higher abundant self. Helen, go ahead. Do you have a question or follow up for Patsy?
Well, actually, it was a validation. I was going to tell her that about 6 or 7 weeks ago, you read for me and you said, you're going into a lucky period. You should play the lottery. And I did play the lottery, and I won $1,000. So when you
No said, way!
I did!
Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to another episode, another edition of the Raise Your Vibration online broadcast. I'm your host, Adam from Adam. I'm happy to be back on the air on another Friday night. Unfortunately, our dear friend and my lovely co-host, Patsy O'Guerrero, will not be joining us tonight. She has this beautiful Friday night off. She's enjoying it with some friends and family. She wanted to tell everyone that she misses you all, and she is ready to be back on the air next Friday. But filling in for her is our dear friend and another one of my favorite personalities here in Atlanta, Georgia, the one and only Essence Turner. Essence Turner, welcome back to the show. Thank you so much for filling in with Patsy at the last minute. How's it going?
Hey, Adam. I am so happy to be here. It is going really well. I'm feeling really good. Thanks for inviting me.
Oh, thank you for saying yes. As soon as Patsy realized she was going to be taking Friday off, she says, Adam, can you please ask Essence to fill in for me? And so I'm super hyped and super excited that you said yes and that we get to do a radio show together.
Wonderful. Will you tell Patsy that I said thank you for thinking of me? Because this is absolutely perfect. I've been thinking about you, wanted to know what you've been up to. So tell, how has your week been going?
Oh, man, Essence, I've had a very, very, very lovely week. Usually I am not a huge fan of the fall weather. Everyone loves fall, but I don't like the fall because I don't like the change of temperatures. I love heat. I actually am the one of the few people on the earth that I love to sweat. I love the sun. And so whatever the temperature changes, it brings on a little seasonal, you know, change in my temperament and my jolliness. And so, but this week, I said, you know what, I'm gonna be happy. I'm going to rejoice and be excited. And it was actually warm here in Atlanta the start of the week, and it's just gotten cool. So I felt like I did a little bit of magic once I surrendered and been able to really enjoy this weather, become a little bit more productive, and it's just been a really beautiful fall so far. Like, I really have enjoyed it. Usually I'm really down, but I kind of just surrendered, and I've been learning to go deeper and go deeper in my prayer and meditation. I was sharing that on the air last Friday, and, man, it's just really paying off in regards to patterns that used to get me down. I've now been able to ground and center myself and really enjoy a whole different appreciation for whatever comes my way. So far, it's still, there's a lot of tough things, but it's just, this week has just really been a sweet week, one of the sweetest I've had in a while in regards to just being able to just really stay kind of surrendered. So I'm excited. I'm really in an excited space, and I'm so excited that you're on the air. What's been happening with you? What's going on with you? How was your week? How's your life? What's going on? Tell update us.
Okay, well, first of all, I want to just say that I totally agree with you about fall. I am a spring and summer junkie, so when fall hit, I was a little bummed, but I was happy that the weather was still up. I've still been feeling good, and today was the coldest day that it's been so far, and I thought I was going to be pretty bummed out, but I handled it very well, just like you. So I'm thinking that since this fall, the season change hasn't gotten either one of us down, we must be taking our vibration to another level yet again.
Oh, it's about time.
Exactly. But my week has been going good, but yesterday I had like a serious aha moment, and it seems like it should just be obvious, but it was, I just had one of those moments. Do you mind if I tell you about it?
Please, I want to hear it for sure. Please share.
Okay. So last night I was attending an event via Skype by Purpose Driven Living by Cindy Ellen. She was giving a presentation on manifesting your dreams. And one of the exercises that she had us do was to talk about, she said, the things that we really want, like material things, let's say we want them because of the feeling that they're going to generate. So she asked us, how is it that you want to feel on a daily basis? List them out. So I listed a couple of things. I said I wanted to feel abundant, passionate, free, sexy, you know, and, you know, a lot of exercise, that's where it ends. But then she said, write down some things that make you feel that way. And I'm like, okay, what makes me feel abundant? I'm like, when I buy my boyfriend a gift, like for some reason, and when I watch him open it, it just really makes me feel abundant and appreciative that I'm able to share and do something for somebody else. Then I'm like, okay, I feel free when I take a jog just in the middle of the afternoon at like 11 or 12 because I wasn't always able to do that. And then I'm like, I feel sexy when I comb, when I straighten my hair, and when I wear heels. So she then took the exercise even further, and she asked, now, how often do you do those things? Now, that's when my mouth, like, hit the floor because I realized I don't buy my boyfriend a gift as often as I should. I don't go jogging at 11 or 12 in the afternoon that often to feel free, and I don't flat iron my hair and put on heels very often. I mean, it's very rare that I do these things that I say I love and that I know make me feel good. Yes.
Wow. What an epiphany. That is so huge. Wow. So ironic, though?
It is, and it seems like it would just be, like, so obvious. Like, okay, here's, you know, make a list of all the things that you love to do that make you feel your best, and then schedule them in, time to do these things so you can just feel good all the time. But I don't know why the majority of us do not do that. Like, what's your experience on this? Like, what makes you feel at your best?
I'm sitting here and I'm like, you're odd, because I'm thinking, like, gosh, I'm probably the same way. But I was thinking your story's going to be different. So I was thinking, you said, I like to buy gifts. So I was like, okay. And you, like, and then she – you said the facilitator changed up, so I'm like, well, what could be next? Because I was thinking, assuming as you were telling the story, that you were going to say, I do these things regular. And then when she said she asked the question, and you said, I don't do them, I'm like, wow. And then I was just thinking that I wonder, and then I was wondering, are all of us guilty of that? And I'm like, see, as you're thinking about it, as you're talking, I'm saying, that's me. Like, all the things that I love to do to put me in a vibration, I can list them out to you right now. But if you ask me, well, when are you doing them, I'm not. Wow. And so I'm assuming that since the rest of the exercises, these are the things that raise your vibration, and keep you in that space to attract. You're supposed to be doing them as much as you can, right? I'm assuming that's what the point of exercise was.
Exactly. That's what the point is. Yes, because these. When you're feeling this way, when you're feeling at your best, that's when you draw those things to you, the ideas, the car, the clients, when you're feeling at your best. And I think that we think that we're just supposed to magically feel at our best. Sometimes that happens, but a lot of times we need to do these things that we know make us feel good, but we don't. It's amazing.
Is because, you know, wow, that's really profound because I love watching movies. I love watching movies, and I love taking idle trips in my car, meaning not having anywhere to go, but just driving for the sake of driving. And I like driving to new places that I've never been before. Whenever I do it by default, by accident, I'm like, wow, this is so great, I should do this more, but I don't do it. I don't schedule it. I know that it's going to give me a sense of this great excitement, this great feeling when I go to the movies, when I take those drives, and when I take some really beautiful long walks through the city. So some people say they like walking through nature. I like walking through the city because I like to walk through the different vortexes of energies and people and the job and the buildings, the energy coming from different buildings. I just like to walk through and experience those things. And it really, especially here in Atlanta, we have some, like, really beautiful, you know, city structures, and some aren't so beautiful. But it's really a lot of diverse energy. So whenever I'm out just walking on the sidewalks through the city, it's really stimulating to me. And I'm like, I'm putting the vortex in the zone. But I don't do it. I don't take time to do it at all. I can list you out. I can list you all the things like you did that give me a sense of excitement, a sense of feeling wow and awe, but you're right. I am not taking time to do those things. I wonder as this how our lives would look if we were doing those on a consistent basis. What difference do you think it would make if everybody, or we can't speak for everybody because everybody may be doing it, but I know for myself, I'm like you, I'm not doing those things on a consistent basis. What do you think your life would look like if you were doing those things that made you feel abundant, sexy, joyful, aligned with the nature? What do you think the change would make? Or would it make a huge change, you think?
I think so. I mean, just when you just repeated it back to me, I'm like, oh, that sounds amazing. I do want to feel excited, sexy, passionate. You know, I think that if I felt that way, I'm already a pretty good manifester. So if I felt that way a good majority of the time, I mean, I would be like unstoppable.
You are a good manifest. You really are a great manifest. Wow,
so
you're right.
I think that that we should hold each other accountable for, like, to me that sounds like a journey we ought to take. You just asked me, like, what do I think my life would look like if I began to do these things? I think we should do like an experiment and see.
Well, I am. I really am going to, because now that you phrase it like this, I am realizing now why people are saying take self-care. And that's what me and Pastor was talking about over the past few weeks. But now I'm beginning to see it and how this is going to change your vibration. And I really am going to begin to really make a list of all the things that I like to do that make me feel how I want to feel. And I'm going to make sure we will hold each other accountable. I want to make a time, pick days where I'm doing these items. And I'm feeling like I think I will create a new reality for myself. I'll add even more juiciness to my life, as my friend Jerome Bragg said. I think that really will create a more juicy life. Well, Essence, I'd love to bring our caller in on this conversation. And in Essence, would you Maya, maybe offering some coaching to some individuals and asking them questions on how they can find what they like to do and create that space around them?
Sure, I would love to.
Well, let's go to the lines and join them in the conversation. What idea did you have for our callers, how we can engage them in this conversation?
I want to know are, what makes you feel at your best? That's what I want to know firsthand.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go to the line and get our callers into this conversation. All right. Caller, the last four digits, 0907. You're live and on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Get around to, you know, to editing your story. I mean,
hello?
He was going to ask for it, so I gave him the story, but nothing, no communication.
Okay, I think that person was already in the conversation. All right, let's go to our next caller. The last four digits are 8825. Caller, the last four digits, 8825. You're live and on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Good evening. My name is Christian Nicole, and I'm calling from Mableton.
Hey,
Christian Nicole.
Have you been listening to our conversation?
Yes, and I'm calling in, and a lot of times I call in and I just listen. But I said, no, okay, I'm calling in. Let me get my question together because I have to ask a question. And I'm thinking, I'm in a place in my life now, I get a lot of direction, I get a lot of help, I get a lot of suggestions, but I'm in a place in my life where I don't feel stuck, and I don't feel blocked. I feel good, but I don't necessarily feel like I'm moving forward. And I jumped in the conversation right where you were when you were talking, Adam, about what would life be like if you did X, Y, and Z every single day. And I said, well, you can go ahead and hang up now because he just answered your question. Is there certain things that you need to start doing every day?
Wow,
that's perfect that you called in right at the time your question needed to be answered. That's amazing. But, Christian, I want to know, okay, well, what makes you feel at your best?
What makes me feel at my best is when I'm helping somebody, when I am speaking life into somebody, when I am breathing life into somebody, I literally can feel it and I come alive every single time. It's sometimes when I get down and I forget what I'm doing when I'm not in practice of doing it, and then I'm reminded by a friend that I said something to a few years ago, and they say, oh, my God, you helped me so much. If it wasn't for what you said that day, you know, I would never would have got here. And it reminds me that that's my thing. And so I want to get into a practice of doing that all the time without, like, you know, digging in people's business. Hey, what's your problem? Let me help you today. So I want to, like, how could I do that without prying?
I think permission, you know, I just asking some people, you know, hey, do you need any help? If you're on social media, engaging with people, like people are honestly always putting things out there, things they're frustrated about or have questions about, especially if you're in any Facebook groups, and just asking, hey, do you want any help with that? Because, yeah, I do think that you're right. Sometimes, you know, you don't just want to butt in a friend's business. Sometimes they are just venting and, you know, you don't want to just coach them without their permission. But if you ask, a lot of times that's exactly what people are wanting and needing. So I think that if you just ask, you'll be given that permission, because I can tell people are going to want what you have, because I can just tell just by your voice you are so passionate about speaking life into others. Nobody's going to tell you no.
Yeah, I'm kind of at that not taking no for an answer kind of vibe these days.
Yeah. Well, I say, go ahead. Adam.
No,
go ahead.
Finish,
we want to hear what you have to say.
Finish what you were going to say.
Oh. I was going to say, I try this, make it a goal, maybe even to do it if you once a day, or if you want to say a couple times a week, just to get your feet wet, but like make a goal for yourself and stick to it of how many times you're going to do this, speak life into others, to keep yourself in remembrance, because you said sometimes you forget why you're doing this. Make it a goal to remind yourself constantly that this is what you love to do and do
okay.
it. Okay?
I love that. Thank you. I love that.
You're so welcome. Adam, we'd love to hear a word or a message that you may have for Christian.
Well, you know, I do have a message for Christian. Christian, first of all, there's so much yellow energy at your name. As soon as you started talking, I'm just seeing nothing but yellow coming from your aura. And that lets me know that you need to be in front of people in some capacity. And I have this image of you in front of people, and it's almost like you're doing poetry plus maybe spoken word plus it's like a sermon, it's like motivation. It's all combined in one. And it's very artistic, but it's very powerful, and it's very inspirational. It's almost like a monologue. You're giving a monologue, and I'm seeing it recorded. But it's so powerful, the way you communicate it, the way you captivate my attention in this visual I'm seeing. I would really encourage you to really think about more doing social media, if you do social media, Facebook Lives or YouTube, but in a more something very artistic, something combined with spoken word plus inspiration plus motivation, very shamanic, something that is just, I'm seeing it, I'm feeling it, is very powerful, and I think it's going to make you answer your question as far as you can do something that help people feel good. And then probably maybe something like, you may not have to pry into your friend's business or ask them, but you may just do a collection of kind of like, hey, I saw this on the internet. I saw these people engage in this conversation, and I want to comment on it. I want to comment on what I'm seeing and just give that to us. Also, something that came up, and I don't know if this is something that you've already thought about doing, but I think I've heard you on, I think you're, I've seen some videos of yours on Facebook, actually, earlier this month, and I thought it was very powerful, and I thought you had a great speaking voice and a great speaking presence. But I did hear also, when I saw that yellow and zooming in on it, that you may really benefit from being a part of a Toastmasters group in your local area.
Y'all are good. Y'all are real good.
God is good, girl.
Wow.
God is good.
Yes,
amen.
That sounds great, Adam. I know I would tune in to watch that artistic spoken word. That sounds fantastic.
That makes so much
sense,
Adam, because I have a musical background, and so I grew up rapping and singing and performing on stage all the time. And so a lot of people that are close to me found it hard to believe that I had some apprehension or some stage fright when it came to speaking. So to combine the two, my speaking with my, you know, performance background, you know, it's like a combination of the two, would be so much more comfortable for me.
Make it happen, my lady. Make it happen. I'm seeing it. I saw a vision of it.
My.
I felt it. It was great. And you I'm even seeing costume as part of it, like your look, your dress, how you. It's a whole thing. It's not just a Facebook Live, like somebody just recording in there, but it's a whole production that you're doing with your look, your voice. It's beautiful. It feels great.
That's me all day. All right. I got my jewels. I got my pearls. Thank you both very much. I'll be listening
awesome.
In.
Awesome. All right. Thank you for sharing your Friday night with us.
Good night.
All right. Our next caller, let's go back and see if the caller with the last four digits, 0907. You're live.
I'm here.
Where's your name? Where you calling from?
This is Annette from Boston.
Hi, Annette.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm great.
That's good.
Annette.
Yes,
welcome.
Hey.
Welcome to the call. Did you hear the conversation from the beginning?
Just a little bit.
Well, today we are asking you to let us know, what do you do that makes you feel at your best?
Oh, that's a good one. Oh, I feel at my best?
Yes. Is that like any, let's say, activities or interactions that just, like, when you do them, that light you up?
And I know this sounds crazy, but when I actually take a nice salt bath.
Oh, that sounds
just
relaxing.
Just soak in that warm water, yes, and just releasing all the toxins, yes. Yes, I am at my best when that is over.
So how often do you do that?
Oh, boy, I'm going to say probably, it depends. I'm going to say probably once every 2 weeks. Because my skin is very dry, and I have very dry skin, so I try mm-hmm. not to stay. I mean, I've fallen asleep in the tub. The only time I woke up is because the water got cold. But I try not to do it very often because my skin is so dry and the Epsom salt and the lavender kind of dries it out a little bit. That's beautiful, and then you just wrap yourself in a beautiful, warm
towel.
Yes, and I'm telling you.
That sounds so relaxing, and so
yes.
I understand what you're saying about the Epsom salt, drying out your skin.
Yes.
So I'm just going to encourage you to try making a list of some other things that make you feel this way. And what we're talking about is doing more of those things often. Those are the things that raise our vibration.
This is true.
And so,
so
if you can find a way to...
I mean, I love walking. I love being in nature. I love being outdoors.
Yes. You got to do more of that, Annette. We got to take our vibrations to the next level in 2017.
Yes, we do. Yes.
All
I
right.
mean, I love just love being outside with my shoes off and just... feet on the grass. It's even in the winter. Even in the winter, I got to do it.
Wow!
It really grounds
being
me.
Out in nature.
Yes, it really grounds me, and it's just I feel like I'm in tune with the trees and the birds, and it's just it's the most beautiful thing.
Gotcha. I am the same way. Well, Adam, do you have a word for Miss Annette?
I do. I'm picking up some information, and there's a lot of purple, violet color coming from her. And I asked the spirit, well, what is that representing for her? Because the color could be for same person have same color, but it's different for each person. But you didn't mention journaling or writing. So I don't know if those are hobbies for you
That's
or something you like to do, but it came up very strongly that it's going to help you begin to get more clear and get your vision more organized and get your thoughts more together over the next 3 months so you can really move forward into 2017 with a habit of having yourself focused and clear. And I feel like the message is you're a powerful manifester and attractor, but when your thoughts can get easily discombobulated and confused, so would you be able to write down stuff and keep a journal every day or every other day and start just putting all your thoughts in an organized way, you're going to help clear up channels so things can come and attract to you.
Oh, my gosh, that is so true. Because what has happened, it's funny that you've mentioned about writing, because I'm like, number one, I can't spell. And because my thoughts are just like feeling that they're so scattered that – I started writing unconventional stories. I mean, like passionate, hot, sensual, erotic stories. And I actually felt I was being channeled through. I'm like, of all things, I'm being channeled to write these things. Not anything like, about meditation. About walks in nature. I'm writing about erotica. I'm like,
everything is beautiful in God's creation.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Right.
I'm like, really? Wow. I'm like, oh my goodness. I mean, it's just flooding. It's just flooding through me. I mean, the stuff that I come up with, I'm like, oh my goodness. I mean, it's really very sensual. And as a matter of fact, I have a friend of mine which he volunteered because I had written him an email and he liked what I had written in the email, and he said, you know, you should really write. I said, but my punctuation is really horrible. And he said, not a problem. He said that he would take my stories and he would do the punctuation and some of the editing for these stories. So I would like to put it it'll be just of short stories, but not Alice in Wonderland. It could be Alice in Wonderland, but not for children. You know what I'm saying? That type
yeah.
of
thing. And I want to say that look at what you manifested. You manifested somebody that is going to help you with your punctuation. So
yes.
Please try not when you're writing, just let it flow. Don't think about spelling,
exactly.
punctuation. Just let that stream come through and absorb that good feeling. I know how it feels when spirit is speaking through you.
Yes.
And don't block that beauty with
any limiting beliefs. That's true.
All right.
I have one quick question. The person who's actually will be doing the punctuation and really the reading of my stories. He's a friend, but there's something more between us. Do you think this will interfere with our possible friendship?
I don't pick it up interfering at all. Not at all. I actually pick up that it's going to help you clarify even more so y'all role in y'all relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's going to interfere. I think that as long as you don't try to force anything and don't suppress anything, but really learn the practice of just being with what is and letting things kind of go with the flow until you really feel the necessary to start. Until you may feel some type of pain or there's some emotional dis-ease or agitation, you might if you feel like you're getting a missed message or something like that. And just something like that is happening. But until then, I'm picking up this sense of no, just don't suppress, don't force anything. Just continue to go with the flow. I don't feel like it's going to interfere with anything. I think it's going to be all. It looks like right now it could be a perfect timing, seasonal happening for this season that you're in.
Do you see our relationship growing into something more?
That is still yet to be determined because he has a lot in his back. There's a lot going on with him, relationship stuff that's not clear or something. Something is coming up with him. So that is to be determined. But I feel like you're in his space, but I don't know if that's something that he made that ever a long-term committed relationship right now with all the stuff. I don't know if he's in a space for that just at this moment. He's not coming up. He might be in his space then. So I would encourage you just kind of go with the flow. Don't suppress it. And remember that old phrase from the Song of Solomon, do not awaken or arouse love until he so desires.
Oh.
Okay.
So you're saying until he makes the move.
But for something more. So for something more, you know, I would just continue to go with the flow. But
I like
without
that.
Putting yourself in any disadvantage or feeling like you're being taken advantage of. Now, I'm not saying do that, but I'm just saying – Just wait for stuff to happen organically. Don't force, don't suppress.
That's true.
But if it comes to something where you feel like, hey, I don't think I'm being treated fairly or put into consideration, then you may need to say something. But right now, I feel like everything is in divine, organic happening for the season that you're in. Let it be.
Yes. Okay. That makes sense. That makes beautiful, beautiful sense. And I will definitely do that because I don't want, again, with the writing, I have to ask him, is it okay? Will it be okay that I give you, a few of my stories? I felt that I needed to ask him that first because, again, I don't want him to look at me in some kind of way.
As of right now, everything is okay. That's what I'm picking up. Later you might need to, if you start feeling some kind of way, but pay attention to it. As soon as you're not feeling good about it, you need to address it.
Okay.
Don't wait.
Okay. That's true. All right. All right. Thank you both.
All right. And
so
now I'm looking forward to reading your material, okay?
Yes. Me too. Me too.
All right. Well, let's make it happen. 2017 is your year, lady. 2017 is your year. Keep writing.
I will. I will. Thank you both
right,
so very
those,
much.
Take those
you are well.
And then go to writing. Okay?
You guys are great. Thank you. Thank you. Many blessings.
Have a great night.
Bye. You
thank
too.
You. Many blessings to you. Our next call, the last four digits are 3619. Call with the last four digits 3619. You're live on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello. This is Stacy from Florida. Hi, Stacy. How are you?
I am going. I'm doing.
Well, Stacy, as you know, this show is all about raising your vibration. So I'm asking you tonight, what makes you feel at your best? What activities you might do or interactions you might have with others, like what makes you feel at your best?
Well, I'm drawn to the elderly, and my thing is helping them. When I help them, it makes them feel that, you know, somebody cares. Half of them don't have anyone, and it just seems like no matter how little you do for them, they're so appreciative, and it makes me feel much better, you know? It's a little thing.
Yeah. That's beautiful. So how often do you assist the elderly?
It seems like every week. And even if they're not my client, they call me and I'll, like, go just sit and talk or have dinner, you know. So I guess I'm doing something right.
Well, that's nice. Well,
yeah.
anything else you do throughout the day or that you'd like to incorporate more of that make you feel good?
Yeah. It's just like spending time, you know, with the kids. The kids
spending
and the elderly.
Time.
Yeah.
So you like being with others. That's so beautiful. Yeah, being with others, so interactions is what really lifts you up and raises your vibration. I can totally agree with that. I love when I have really good uplifting interactions. That really raises my vibration. So I definitely agree with you on that. Adam, do you have a word or a message for Miss Stacy?
Well, you know what? There's a few things coming through, but one thing that's coming through is in regards to work and career, and the other thing is something she didn't mention that she likes to do that I'm getting that I'll address that first. Stacey, I saw you dancing, and I feel like dancing is a thing that you really enjoy to do that you may want to incorporate more of to help you raise your vibration. Is that right?
You must be right, Adam.
You got me.
Okay, yeah. So I want to encourage you to start doing more of that. Find ways and fun ways to maybe do that with your children or with your family, because it seems to really put you in a space that is beautiful. It takes you out of like about 10 years off of you, and when you're in that space, like the stress of the responsibilities and things, just leave it. There's a lot of things coming with work. It's really time for you to make a commitment to fulfilling your idea of starting some type of business dealing with taking care of people, whether it is an after-school facility, a child care, a group home, or some adult daycare. I don't know which one it is, but I feel like it's an idea that you may have had or flirted with or someone brought it to you. But the word I'm hearing is time to commit to it. And begin to really align yourself to make your earn your living, make your income by doing that thing that you just said you really, really get a lot of kick out of. But find ways to increase it. It's really time for you to take your income to a next level so you can open up more doors for you and your family, and you can also serve more people and have a beautiful exchange of serving more people and generating more income. so you can do, you can expand the life of you and your family. But it's really time for you to commit to that, that entrepreneurship attitude. Does that make sense, Stacey?
Yes, it does. Totally. Mm-hmm.
Okay, my friend. Well, keep dancing, keep serving, and look to grow your business. And we'll be looking forward to hearing the update.
I will. Thank you.
Good luck.
Yeah,
all right.
Thank you.
Good night. Thank you for sharing your Friday night with us. All right. Our next caller, the last four digits are 4238. Call the last four digits 4238. You're live on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey there, it's Jasmine. I'm calling from Marietta.
Hey, Jasmine.
Hi, Jasmine. How are you? Doing great. How are you guys? Pretty good. I'm vibrating pretty high.
I know the feeling.
Have you been listening since the beginning of the call?
I have, yeah.
Okay. So tell me, what makes you feel at your best? And for some reason, I want to know, like, what makes you have that childlike joy, that fun, that excitement? What interactions or activity does that for you?
Honestly, I have been in the medical field off and on for the past 8 years. So mm-hmm. I would say that my personal fulfillment comes from helping patients. And mm-hmm. knowing that, you know, I was able to give them the patient experience that they were looking for. Because a lot of the times when they come in, they're not feeling well or they're frustrated or something like that. And I'm just kind of the liaison between them and the doctor. And I help them to realize everything's going to be okay. I'm in school to become a paramedic, so I'm very excited. So,
well, congratulations on that. That was wonderful. But what about outside of work? Like, what do you do that outside of work just makes you feel good, that you can say, when I do this, I feel lit up? Or if you're frustrated, maybe you have this activity that to turn to and it just shifts your whole mood, anything like that?
I would say that it's acting goofy with my two girls.
Oh, that's so cute.
They are absolutely hilarious. And it's like we'll just do and say all this goofy stuff. And just, you know, my little three-year-old, just watching her laugh, it just, it's amazing.
Oh, that is beautiful. Adam, do you have anything for Jasmine?
You know, I had a few things. The first thing is, Jasmine, I am picking up, and this is going to be the question. Are you thinking about doing something really maybe radical or different to your hair?
I kind of already have. I have fully embraced being natural. I used to wear weave a lot, so I've recently just kind of shed that, and I've been wearing my real hair in an Afro puff.
Oh.
Congratulations.
Okay.
Thank you.
So I got, that's one thing I got. I got something dealing with your hair that makes you feel a certain kind of way. So I would encourage you to continue to give a lot of attention to your hair, whatever you do to make yourself take care, groom yourself in that way. That came up very, very strongly when Essence was asking that question, something about your hair and your face, but especially your hair. So I would encourage you to continue doing whatever those things are that bring you that sense of feeling good about yourself, because it's really attracting to you a good vibration. The other thing that I'm sensing is it's really, really time for you as well to make a commitment to finding out how you can pursue, and it's going to be a slow process for you, meaning it's not, don't expect overnight, but you're going to be committed to your entrepreneur calling, to your ability to make money independently on your own. It's a strong entrepreneurship around you, but you really got to own it and commit to, no matter how long it takes, just have this attitude, no matter how long it takes, I will work for myself, I will have a brand, I will have a business. And the spirit wants me to let you know, think of your daughters as your motivation. And what they mean by that is, seem to be showing me that you really want to own the idea that you want to have a family business. Nothing will give your heart more joy than you and your two girls all working in your company that you started. It may be a slow process over the next 5 to 10 years, but something is saying that you will have more joy than your hearts could imagine when you know that your daughters will not have to stress out about looking for work and trying the right job, that y'all all can work together in some amazing dynamic business that represents beautiful, the women, the strong bond between y'all three, and you need to start laying that groundwork now. And also, you want to begin to start really making sure that you have made, buried a lot of peace with your past, going back the past 15 years, and that you can embrace it, heal from it, and not feel like that's a part of your story that you don't want to talk about or look at, but really, really, really seek to make peace with that and use it as part of your story. Use your past as part of your story for your brand to get people to join you and to build a loyal following of your brand and your business moving forward. Does that all, any of that make sense to you, Jasmine?
It does, because I actually, well, a few months ago, I actually started a, well, it's a blog, but I want to turn it into like an online magazine, and it is for, I guess, alternative people of color. I guess you would say like people of color who are like goth or into tattoo
uh-huh.
artists, rock artists, that sort of thing. So that's kind of been
oh, wow.
What I'm working on right now. And I actually go out and I interview people for the magazine, and that's kind of what I've been working on. I haven't been working on it recently because I had a lot going on, but that is one thing that I'm really wanting to do.
Beautiful, beautiful. There's a lot of things. I mean, it's just entrepreneurship is just all over you. So I feel like if you just, whatever you commit to, the door is just going to keep opening. So you commit to this blog, it's going to open up for, this magazine is going to open up for something else, it's going to open up for something else. You may find yourself doing videos, being an anchor on a show, a reporter, a brand, but I feel like if you just stay committed to it, you're going to end up creating a very powerful, beautiful company that is going to look just, it looks really beautiful as I'm seeing your whole family involved in the operation of it. And the Spirit wants you to put that on your vision board and to begin to own that vision, and you're going to help draw things to you even more.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Best
good to hear your voice.
To you, Jasmine.
I'm sorry, what's that?
Oh, I said best of luck to you, Jasmine.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you for sharing Friday night with us. Our next caller, the last 4 digits are 5063. Caller with the last 4 digits at 5063. You're live and on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Justine from Atlanta. How are you?
Hey, Justine.
Welcome great.
To the show.
Thanks for calling in.
I'm so glad I got in. I have been I guess I've had the change of my life in the last 6 months. You guys know. I've gained about 3 kids and changing careers and just going through a lot of things. And right now, the thing that makes me most happy, to answer your guys' question, would probably be music and my
mm-hmm.
children. But I've been through, like, I've been off work for the last 3 weeks, and I'm just like, I have so much time, I don't know what to do with myself, and so I'm really not doing anything, which is not productive, and so I need some guidance on that.
Have you been having fun?
Well, of course, yeah, I'm having fun, and I believe, you know, my relationship's growing and prospering, and that's one thing that I've been working on as well, so that's a good thing. But I don't think I've been as productive, and I'm always, like, working 3 to 5 jobs and doing 500 things at once. So it's definitely
right.
a change. I think it's needed, but it's definitely
mm-hmm.
– now it's time to get out of that, I think. I think it's time to do what I need to do, get my stuff done. So,
and that's the whole point of, like, having this conversation, because we all get in – not all, but – some of us desire to be entrepreneur, have goals. It's like we always feel like we got to hit the pavement hard. but we're not doing these things that, you know, that we've been talking about, people going out and dancing. I mean, actually, you can do that at home, going out in nature, going for a walk, doing these things. I believe if we did more of these things, like, none of us will be saying, like, oh, I'm blocked, I'm not clear, because that's when the guidance
right.
comes in, and we forget that that's when spirit talks to us, when we are playful, joyful, just in that surrendered place. But when we're hard, going, it's like that's when that wall kind of goes up, and we can't hear the guidance that's being given to us.
Yes,
so
I definitely agree.
That's just my little two cents, Justine.
Yes, I definitely agree. And actually, I've been on, we got a dog as well added to the family. So,
oh, how cute.
And so we've been on several nature walks in Stone Mountain and just walking every day. So that has also been a big plus. But
okay.
I think maybe it's just direction on what I need to do.
Well, Adam, what do you have for Justine?
You know, Justine, I'm picking up a lot of things, but I want to emphasize this importance of just chilling out and enjoying having fun and taking the pressure off of you. Because the reason why why you're not getting a lot of stuff done, one, you're not supposed to be doing a lot right now. One, you're not supposed to be doing a lot. But the other
okay.
thing is the stuff that you are supposed to be doing, because you put so much pressure, you almost paralyze yourself from doing it because there's such a pressure, I should be doing, you're not even getting the little thing that you are supposed to be done. So I would encourage you to continue
yeah.
to relax. Make sure that you have a schedule every day. And it's hard for
yeah.
people that don't, when they stop working, they don't want to make a schedule. I don't know if you fit in this category. So you're like, I'm off, I don't need a schedule, I can remember. But you want to make
no.
a schedule, even if it's even for the idle stuff. Make us wake up.
Yeah.
Brush your teeth, let the dog out, do this with the kids, have that schedule. And then put in those one items that you know you want to do. And I feel like it's got to be working on your next project, musical. So I'm saying you've
yes.
got to have your quiet time where you can begin to write, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm saying you may want to consider applying to your life the method that they call the miracle morning. And that means waking up about 2 hours ahead of your household to really channel and start doing some really beautiful, magical things. So if your
okay.
household gets up, if you realize about 8 o'clock or 7:30 or 8 or 9, you want to get up 2 hours where there's quiet and try to get much of your creativity done. And that's going to help open up a lot. That's going to help free up a lot of slack throughout the day, because then you're going to be more relaxed because you're going to know, I've already got some stuff done this morning. It's going to make you more relaxed. And then in the evening when things are winding down, it's going to make it more of a relaxation, no pressure to do more creative stuff. Does that make sense a little bit?
Yes, definitely. And I was actually talking about a production schedule just yesterday, so I definitely need that.
Yes.
I'm doing school, too. I'm working on my master's. So, I definitely agree. I do need to have the schedule. When do you see me starting to work again? And somebody else told me that I needed to relax because I haven't relaxed in years. So maybe this is my time to enjoy myself.
Yeah, I definitely got it. You're supposed to be doing a little, but there are some things, that I definitely got to do that you're supposed to relax in and just, but the little things you're supposed to do, you're not doing it because you're making too much pressure about doing it. So the more relaxed,
yeah.
you'll be able to get those little things.
Yeah.
I heard the number 4, Justine. So I don't know if that's 4 more
okay.
weeks or 4 more months. I'm hoping I feel like it's just 4 more weeks or in the 4th week. But the number 4 came up very loud and clear. I would apply
okay.
it and say in the 4th week or 4 more weeks.
Okay. 4th week or 4 more weeks. Okay. That makes sense.
But yeah, I would really encourage you to try that Miracle Morning. And check out that book, too. There's a book with that whole theory in it. It's called The Miracle Morning.
Okay, Miracle Morning. I will definitely look it up. Thank you, guys.
You're
all
so
right, thank
welcome.
You, Justine. Have a great night.
Hey, Adam.
Yeah?
You know how it is like to toot your horn. Like, you're just so good at what you do.
Thank you. Thank you both,
you're
for the affirmation.
You're so welcome, because I heard Justine before in a group talk about wanting to make a habit of getting up early. And so I heard her say that a few months ago for you to, like, get that in your reading. Like, you're just so good at what you do.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. All right, Justine. Have a great night. Thank you, Essence and Justine.
You too. Thank you.
Essence, you know how you really, you like, look, I'm trying to be modest here on the air. I'm trying to be modest. You know I got an ego to just get blown up. So let's take our last caller, and this last caller is a surprise caller. And our last caller, what's your name and where are you calling from? It's a surprise.
Hello?
Surprise caller? I can hear you.
I've been listening to you all night.
Hey, Tashi Lou.
How are you?
I got on Instagram this morning, but I guess you didn't see me. I didn't. I just saw it just now. But I'm.
You're crazy.
Have you been having fun?
I went to the Atlanta Lantern Parade. It was phenomenal. There were thousands of people there. They were dancing and singing in the streets, and the color and the light and the wonderful, wonderful snap in the air of autumn just made it magical. So you'll see it on YouTube and everything. It's pretty magnificent. And I want to tell you, you two are fantastic. You look like, or sound like you're having a real good time over there.
It is going so well. I'm so happy that as soon as I heard your voice, I was just smiling. Patsy, you look like you know how to have fun. I was thinking back to that picture that you posted of you in Asheville, and it's so cute enough. You just look like a ball of fun to me, Patsy.
Well, look on Facebook tomorrow. Wait till you see the pictures I'm going to post. You're just not even going to believe it. I'm a little sea hag.
Well, Patsy, it's so amazing that you took off tonight to have some fun. That's the conversation me and Essence have been talking about to everybody, doing that thing that raises your vibration. And I know, Patsy, that you're spending time with your daughter and out and about. I know that nothing gives you more joy and a feeling of sweetness than hanging out with your daughter and doing that. And so I think it's such a powerful testimony. And I know that you love doing the show. I know you being love serving on Friday night, but I love how you took time to do other things that make you feel so good so you can continue to be able to be inspired to do the show.
That's
a little bit that importance of doing that thing to make you feel good and how important that's so important?
I'm going to tell you something. One of my biggest joys, believe it or not, is doing readings for people. I get so high and so excited, and then when they get excited, I even had my reading done from a woman in Atlanta while I was here, and I tell you what, I was floating on the clouds when I left there. It was just incredible, and, you know, it just people connecting with people is what I get a great joy out of. I love it. Just love it.
Good.
Nice.
Good.
Yeah.
And, Pastor, that's why I'm so excited about the group that you might be starting at your house. I'm so excited about when I do see you get a reading and I hear you say, buckle up, fasten your seatbelt. And I'm so happy that you had a good night and a good time here in Atlanta. I had so much fun seeing you the other day, Wednesday, and having you lead our beautiful manifestation exercise. And I just know that you had a good night tonight. And we missed you, but, it's good to hear your voice.
Same here. I just want to tell you that since we had that manifestation, that little thing that everybody, there were 30 people that were manifesting at the same time, I have not stopped seeing places that might be available to have a permanent place for us. So it's all around us. We just have to keep that thought in the forefront about finding
Absolutely.
A new place to meet. And just there again, fasten your seatbelt because it's already knocking on the door. I see it clear as day. Just a place
well,
that's just for us.
Perfect. Since we're out of time, I know you hate when we put you on the spot, but if there's anything that just any random inspiration that you can think of really quickly that you can leave
yes.
for our listeners and me and Essence about having, staying in that space of doing things that makes us feel good and why important it is, how important it is for us.
And I'm going to tell it to you. It's a quote by Albert Einstein. Imagination is more important than knowledge. So let your imagination open up, guys. Whatever you believe, you can make it happen. If you can see it, you can do it. Just let that imagination,
Beautiful.
No bars, hold, you know, just let it go. It's incredible what you can do with that imagination. From that dark brain, our brain is in that dark fluid, we can produce more light than you can imagine in the world. So turn those lights on, folks.
Wow.
Wow.
Thank you, Patsy.
Thank you.
I needed that. I needed that reminder tonight. I needed that.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Patsy, Essence, I am so glad that y'all were able to join me. Essence, thank you for filling in for Patsy. And Patsy, I'm so glad we got to hear your voice before this night was over with. And everyone, we thank you for sharing your Friday night with us. Sorry we didn't get to all you callers. We hope you'll be joining us for the next conversation next Friday. And until then, happy fall and happy Halloween. We'll see y'all next Friday. Good night, everybody. Good night, ladies.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.